Now joined by the head baseball coach over at Grundy R5 High School of Galt in Ty Stillwell. The Panthers pick up victory number one in the season 1 week ago tonight. Here's a challenge with baseball. We just got off the phone, and I'm sure you just heard the interview with Coach Jones. It's a busy week for Lady Panther softball. They got 4 games over the next 5 nights. It's not quite as busy for baseball, but the only difference in the schedule is, and we'll double-check this with Coach Stillwell, game tonight, game tomorrow, game Friday, no game Thursday. That's correct, Coach?
Yes, sir.
So even with baseball, you know, softball, you can go 4-5. We've discussed this in the past, but you don't have the same ability to go with one arm in baseball as you do in softball. So your pitching staff is going to be stressful a little bit with its depth this week, is it not?
Yeah, it is. You know, I'm actually really excited about this week and having these 3 games. Just kind of put some pressure on our younger guys who we're trusting to become pitchers and develop them into good pitchers. So we're going to be relying on them this week, just kind of step up, throw strikes, and, you know, lead the way.
So you got victory number one last week against Tri-County 19-2 over at Jamesport. I was talking with Coach Roberts about this last Tuesday. He was really impressed with the way that you guys played. He thought that Tri-County did some nice things, but it just kept putting runs on the board against them. You guys played well a week ago, it sounds like.
Yeah, we played pretty well. You know, it kind of seemed like it stayed pretty slow for quite a while. We did jump out and get an early lead, but we didn't really explode it open. The score looked really explosive, but that was the final inning. We finally really started hitting the ball really well that final inning. So it took 4 or 5 innings to really get the bats going, but when they did, it came in a hurry.
How did you feel like the guys threw the ball from the mound, and how did you field the ball last week, Coach?
I thought we did really great. You know, we started a freshman on the mound to see how he was going to look, and you know, he did a great job of throwing strikes, getting out early, getting that first pitch strike, and the guys played really well behind him.
Do you kind of feel like, you know, we've discussed the fact that your program in Tri-County, you know, kind of trying to build up to some of the other programs that you see on your schedule from a yearly basis, your La Plata's, your Green City, your Novinger's, teams like that. Do you feel like, Coach, is one of the big things for you guys to, even though you know you got Tri-County on their other side and it's a quote-unquote winnable game, that you want to approach every game with kind of the same confidence that they do against Tri-County? Is that an issue you want to fix moving forward?
Yeah, we want to have the confidence that we're going to be able to play with anybody every given night. You know, we don't want to go into any matchup thinking that we're already beat. So, you know, regardless if it's a La Plata or a Green City or, you know, a Tri-County, we want to have the same mind approach going into the game.
This Green City team, I'm just looking at their record, and before I flip back here, is 3-1. They really handled Putnam County a couple of weeks ago. They beat Linn County 14-2. Their only loss came Friday night at home against Cairo, 5-4 in 8 innings. So the Gophers sound like they'll be a stout opponent tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Green City's built a great program over there, and they're very well coached. So we know they got a good program and good kids, and we got to come be ready to play and give it our all and give it our best.
Is it obviously, you know, in baseball, you're trying to build momentum, and there is a saying, and I think it's true, that your momentum is only as good as your starting pitcher from game to game. But how much momentum and confidence do you feel like the boys picked up from last Monday that they can take into this week?
I think it picked up a lot of confidence. You know, a lot of the guys have been struggling early on. You know, we really hadn't seen a whole lot of pitching live. So, you know, really getting the bats going during that game, I think, created a lot of confidence for the guys and just trusting their ability to put the bat on the ball and hit it square. So I think there's a lot of confidence rolling right now.
So who is the freshman who got the ball for you a week ago, Coach?
Corbin Axel started us for a week ago.
Is he getting the ball tonight, or is that still undecided?
He's probably not going to get it tonight. We're probably going to go into our next rotation. We'll keep it on a rotation basis just to get guys in, mix it up, and not throw one guy too much.
So, you know, so far this season it's been – you get a game, and then you have maybe a week, maybe 5 days, you know, and that 5 to 7 days off, you know, and it's tough to get kind of that rhythm and improvement going. Is this week that you've kind of circled even from day one of the season, Coach, where you look at it and say, we got 3 games in 5 days, this is where we can get some of that rhythm of day-to-day action going. And I'm sure if you look at it, you look at it and say, by Saturday, want to see a lot of improvement this week. Have you kind of circled this week for that purpose?
A little bit. You know, we had a game get rescheduled this week, so it added to that. So instead of 2, we've got 3. But, yeah, you know, we're really excited for this week. You know, we talked about us as a coaching staff and the players. You know, we see the 3 games as a great challenge for us to see how well we can go with our pitching and you know, instead of taking 5 days off, it seems like before our next game, we get to go from game to game to a couple practices to a game again. So we're really excited.
What's the biggest challenge that Green City presents your side tonight, Coach? What are they good at?
I think Green City's good everywhere. From everything that I can see, they're going to hit the ball really well. So we've got to be able to ready to make plays. And then on the other side, you know, they're going to be, regardless if they throw their number one, two, or three, you know, they're still going to be a good pitcher on their mound. So we've got to put the ball in play and be able to score runs to stay with them, because it's not going to be a 0-1 ball game. It's going to take a few runs to beat them.
Absolutely. You got Tri-County rematch coming up at Galt tomorrow night at 7. Those rematches can be kind of dicey because they're going to come over to Galt and they're going to want to play better than they did last week. And obviously, I think there's that psychological thing of saying, well, we won 19-2 last week. So, you know, you don't start 19-2, you start 0-0.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we had that problem last year, and I think we fixed that problem, especially. And I honestly think a lot of the guys understand that, you know, we didn't really play our best game against Tri-County. It took, you know, three or four good innings before we could really get the bats going. And I think that the guys understand that even though we won in a grid fashion, that we didn't play our best. So I think they're going to come ready to even hit the ball even better.
I'm not going to remember the name of the pitcher that Tri-County has off the top of my head, but Coach Roberts pretty high on him. It sounds like Tri-County is a pretty good thrower.
They had a couple guys throw against us. We struggled with their first guy more than we did their second. You know, there's change of speeds. He's done a great job of throwing pitchers in who had different speeds. And, you know, we can hit whoever they throw. We just got to stay back and be ready to drive it.
Brashear, Friday night, before I let you go, Coach, what do you know about the Tigers and your chances of getting a victory on Friday?
Well, we know they got a great player over there, and he's a great senior that doesn't want to go out on a bad note in his senior year, so I know he's done a great job leading his kids over there. I believe they're under new coaching staff, so they're going to be a little different than what we've seen in the past, but we're excited to play them. I think we're pretty close to the same level, and we've got seniors who are ready to go nearing the end of their fall season, so it's going to be a great matchup.
Yeah, that could be. I think both teams are going to look at that equally and say, here's a chance to get a W. Brashear so far 0-2. They have a couple of lopsided losses, one in Ovinger, one to La Plata. Have their home opener tomorrow, then the trip to Grundy R5 on Friday night at 7. Coach Stillwell, appreciate the time as always. Good luck with your busy schedule this week.
Thank you, sir.